The Bush administration is signaling that a large-scale military action against Iraq may not be imminent. Exactly how and when to try to overthrow Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein is under debate. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says the president has issued no orders for a military strike against Iraq.
We've not proposed that a country be invaded to the military.
And speaking this week in Germany, President Bush assured nervous European allies that war may not be coming soon.
I told the chancellor that I have no war plans on my desk, which is the truth, and that we've got to use all means at our disposal to deal with Saddam Hussein.
For the moment, U.S. officials appear to be relying on diplomatic pressure, covert activity, or both, to remove Iraq's leader. But military and civilian officials have been privately discussing the possibility of a war against Iraq for months. The newspaper USA Today first reported yesterday that the president's top military advisors suggested delaying that fight. The report said the Joint Chiefs of Staff worried that the military isn't ready for another battle so soon after the height of the conflict in Afghanistan. Today, the defense secretary did not deny that some generals want to move slowly, and neither did General Peter Pace, who's one of the Joint Chiefs. But Pace insists the military will find some way to complete any mission it's given.
The fact of the matter is, the more time you had to prepare for that kind of mission, whatever it is, the more elegant the solution could be. But, as we learned on September 11th, we don't always get the chance to pick when we have to respond.
Still, military officials have privately raised some concerns. They ask whether the U.S. has enough special operations troops to fight in Iraq while the conflict in Afghanistan continues. Air Force officials have their own concerns. Officials say they've already overworked the units that supported the U.S. air war in Afghanistan, everything from the engineers who build airstrips to the pilots of tankers and transport planes. Those concerns are just one part of a much larger debate. A bigger obstacle to a war with Iraq may involve U.S. allies. The U.S. would need bases for airplanes or troops. But key allies, including Saudi Arabia, are reluctant to cooperate. Arab nations accuse the U.S. of excessive support for Israel in its conflict with Palestinians. Some analysts suggest the U.S. cannot realistically attack Iraq at all right now. Bush administration officials who favor war disagree. Speaking to reporters this month, Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz suggested that it might make sense to attack Iraq first.
It's unquestionably true that the more progress we can make on the Arab-Israeli conflict or the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which is where it's focused now, the more support we'll be able to garner for other operations, including the one that you refer to. I think it's also true, and history is pretty strongly supportive of this, that our ability to make progress on the peace process is heavily influenced by the strategic environment in which it takes place.
Advocates of war with Iraq say Saddam Hussein's downfall would change the balance of power. It might become easier to make peace elsewhere in the region. Still, the man who would command any attack on Iraq, General Tommy Franks, says he has been given no orders to plan an assault yet. Administration officials suggest they have not chosen the precise formula or the precise moment to strike. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, The Pentagon.
A congressional hearing on U.S. intelligence prior to the September 11th attacks will begin June 4th. The hearing has been long delayed and will proceed behind closed doors. The heads of the House and Senate committees in charge say they will examine new allegations raised by an FBI agent. NPR's Beth Fertig reports on the upcoming hearing.